You're listening to SBS News.
Since the height of the global epidemic of the 1980s and 90s, the understanding and treatment of the HIV/AIDS virus has come a long way. ASHM clinical advisor Dr. Vincent Cornelis explains.
A diagnosis of HIV was certainly devastating for the people diagnosed and their loved ones, and people's prognosis was very poor. These days, with the new HIV treatments that we have available now, people can expect to live just as long as anyone else, as long as they've been diagnosed early and they've started treatment.
But it's vital that researchers remain vigilant. Philip Cunningham is the Chief Operating Officer of the New South Wales State Reference Laboratory for HIV/AIDS.
What we do know is that the virus evolves rapidly, and we have what we call circulating recombinant forms of HIV, and they're a very diverse group of viruses, and the virus, when it replicates, it makes mistakes, and as a consequence, it evolves rapidly.
Now, among tens of thousands of samples collected over 25 years, United States healthcare company Abbott has detected a new strain. The L subtype is part of the same HIV group responsible for more than 90% of cases, and a pandemic that has so far infected 75 million people. It was confirmed in a blood sample collected in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2001, but only now has technology been advanced enough to recognise it. Dr. Mary Rogers from the Abbott Global Viral Surveillance Program explains.
There's a lot of stuff in a sample, and you can kind of think of it as like a haystack, where the HIV that we're really interested in understanding is a needle in the haystack. And we literally use a magnet to just pull this out in our technology that we developed that we call XGen. And so that's what's really enabled us to be able to get this new virus sequenced in completion.
The confirmation of a new HIV subtype is just the first step. The discovery has been shared with researchers around the world, including here in Australia. Professor Philip Cunningham says Australian scientists will now need to go and check if their tests are picking up the virus.
From an Australian perspective, I think this is important because now that we know that there is this new strain, now we can go looking for it. And it's important to characterise what viruses are circulating in the Australian context, so that way we can plan our prevention strategies, our treatment strategies. If people are designing vaccines, it's important that those vaccines will work with new strains of HIV.
While the scientists work to stay one step ahead of mutating viruses and avoid new pandemics, Dr. Vincent Cornelis has some advice for people in high-risk groups.
If someone feels that they may be at risk of HIV, it's very important that they go and get a HIV test because it's important that they can access treatment early. It's also important that they go and speak to their doctor about their perceived HIV risk because there are many ways that people can protect themselves.
Amy Hall, SBS News.